Chapter 9. The rain stopped somewhere between late afternoon and early evening. Friar Bob fought his way through a small pack of dibbons to open the main abbey door and let them out to play. They tugged impatiently at his robes and apron.
Us want to go out and play?
Open the door! Hurry up, Friar Bob!
He swung the doors wide and was almost knocked flat by abbey babes, stampeding out onto the wet sunlit lawn. Shaking his ladle at them in mock anger, the fat old squiddle cook roared aloud.
Any beasts late back for dinner and I'll make soup out of their tails.
The fresh breeze from the open door, combined with a broad band of sunlight and the ensuing noise, roused Mira and her friends from their slumbers. Craigor sat up straight, causing Gundel and Mira to fall over. The otter maid rubbed at her eyes as she struggled upright.
What? Where? Oh dear, we must have slept for ages.
Gundel shook his head ruefully.
And us never solved the problem.
Craigor scratched her stripes thoughtfully.
I think I did. LHC could mean the left high corner of the warrior's tapestry. I think we'll need a ladder to reach it.
Suddenly, the dream she'd been having tumbled in on Mira.
No, it's the lantern holder column. Martin told me.
Martin told you?
Craigor sounded incredulous. Mira fidgeted with her girdle, slightly embarrassed.
I'm not sure it was him, and I don't really know if I was properly asleep. I saw his picture, just like the one there on the tapestry, and a lovely, gentle voice echoed in my mind. Lantern holder column. That was all it said.
There were two fluted half columns, flat against the wall, one either side of the tapestry. Both had small iron lanterns hanging from them to illuminate the image of the warrior at night. It was still daylight, so they were unlit. Mira looked from one lantern to the other.
Lantern holder columns. But which one?
She took down the lanterns from their hooked iron holders and examined them with Gundel, whilst the blind badger went carefully up and down each column, sniffing and running her paws over the stonework. It was not a successful exercise. Brother Hoban, the recorder, came toward them, pulling a little cart containing oil, candles, wicks, and cleaning equipment. He watched their activities curiously.
What are you doing there, may I ask?
Craigor immediately recognised the mouse recorder's voice.
Ah, Brother Hoban, come to refill the lanterns, I suppose.
Hoban took a pitcher of lilac-scented vegetable oil from his cart and went about his task.
'Tis the recorder's job always has been, to shed the light of knowledge and learning by keeping our abbey's records and to shed illumination where it is needed. Every 6 day I come round, replacing candles, collecting old beeswax and trimming each lantern and lampwick. As you can see, I make sure each one is topped up with fresh oil. Why do you ask? Is there something amiss?
Taking him by the paw, the badger mum led Hoban to the column on the left of the tapestry. She guided his paw to a gap between the carved stones, where the cement pointing had been hacked out, leaving a slot.
Did you ever remove anything from here? A piece of paper, a slat of wood, perhaps a flat piece of slate?
Indeed I did, ma'am.
Hoban answered immediately.
A flat piece of slate, just as you said. Though it was a while back. Now let me see. 8, no, 9 seasons ago. Or perhaps it was nearer 10. Let me see.
Mira interrupted him.
Pardon me, brother, but it's not important how long ago you removed the slate. Have you still got it?